The next rule is the more carbon in the seed, the quicker it will sprout. He covered that in devotions this morning, some aspects of that. That's another thing is what is a method of measuring the carbon in the seed so that you know? Size? Does size necessarily have any correlation with the carbon content? It can and it cannot. The weight. That would be one of the simplest known ways to check for essentially the carbon content is just strictly just the weight, just the test weight. Now, to give you some ranges in test weights that I've had some personal experience with is that I've had some corn this past year that had a 62-pound test weight, which is just pretty good. Now, I think the mistake that was made there is that the guy should have purchased that for seed rather than worry about the commercial hybrids and the hybrid seed and this type of thing. I would think that would be an excellent thing to use, especially with that test weight. Pet oats that I know of at over 42 pounds to the bushel when they're an accepted one at 32. I think the gentleman's even here that has some up near that way. Is it Burley? Do you have some around that weight range? 41. Now, if anybody's considering the need for seed oats, there's a gentleman back here that I think you ought to consider contacting. I can tell you this much is it makes excellent oatmeal. Super oatmeal. When you have a bowl of that for breakfast, you know you had breakfast. And you're not looking for a mid-morning coffee break. Carry right on through to noon.